This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the dream to build a Viksit Bharat should become a Jan Andolan and the country's youth should form the foundation of this vision. He said the welfare of citizens must remain at the heart of all reforms. The Prime Minister made the remarks while chairing a high-level meeting with secretaries to review the progress of rural development, agriculture, social welfare and allied sectors towards Viksit Bharat goals in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by the Cabinet Secretary, secretaries of key ministries as well as senior officials from the Prime Minister's office. Government has reiterated its readiness for meaningful discussion on NEET paper leak issue in the Parliament. Speaking in the Lok Sabha, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government has prepared for a meaningful debate on the issue involving all sides under established parliamentary rules, keeping in mind the future of the country's youth.
The government is fully prepared for a discussion on the NEET paper leak and we have maintained this position from the very first day. I request that the Honorable Speaker, after consulting with the floor leaders of all parties, decide when the discussion should be held, how long should it last, on which day should it take place and under which rule should it be conducted. The government wants all of us to come together and hold a meaningful discussion for the future of the country's youth.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has flagged in Samudra Pradakshina, the first ever tri-service all-women circumnavigation sailing expedition through video conferencing. 9 women officers from the Army, Navy and Air Force returned to Mumbai aboard the Indian Army sailing vessel Triveni after completing a 314-day voyage covering more than 25,000 nautical miles across 4 oceans. Union Minister of State for Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that the government has drawn up a roadmap to achieve 100 gigawatts of nuclear power capacity by 2047 under the Nuclear Energy Mission. In a written reply to the Lok Sabha, Dr. Singh said the country's installed nuclear power capacity is expected to increase from the present 8.78 gigawatts to around 22 gigawatts by 2031-32. Union Minister of State for Communications Dr. Chandrasekhar Pemasani has informed the Lok Sabha that the Bharat 6G Alliance, an industry and academia-led body, has expanded to 90 members as of the 15th of this month. In a written reply, Dr. Pemasani said the alliance comprises telecom service providers, equipment manufacturers, startups, research and development institutions, academia and other stakeholders representing a broad and diverse telecom ecosystem. Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav has inaugurated Prakriti Cafe at Ayush Bhavan in New Delhi, the ministry's first workplace initiative to promote healthy dietary practices based on the Ayush Ahar concept. Speaking on the occasion yesterday, Mr. Jadhav said the cafe reflects the ministry's vision of promoting wellness. Reserve Bank of India has said the Indian economy has navigated global uncertainties well and continues to remain among the fastest growing major economies in the world. In its July bulletin, the RBI said healthy domestic demand and resilient industrial and services sectors have sustained economic momentum despite challenges posed by geopolitical uncertainties and global supply chain pressure. On the second day of the four-day 16th BRICS Health Ministers meeting in Chandigarh, member nations discussed enhancing cooperation in digital health, traditional medicine, pandemic preparedness and strengthening health systems. The meeting was held under India's BRICS chairship during the secretary-level session. Inaugurating the session, Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava underscored the need for greater collaboration among BRICS nations to address emerging global public health challenges through cooperation, innovation and equitable access to healthcare. In the China Open Badminton Tournament in Shangzhou, PV Sindhu, Ayu Shetty and Lakshya Sen have advanced to the singles pre-quarterfinals. Sindhu entered the women's singles second round after defeating fellow Indian Unnati Hooda 21-14, 9-21, 21-10 in a round of 32 match. In the men's singles, Ayu Shetty upset world number 11, Alvi Farhan of Indonesia, 21-17, 5-21, 21-17 to book his place in the round of 16. In another round 2 of 32 match, Lakshya Sen defeated Japan's Yushi Tanaka 22-20. And that is the end of this news bulletin.